When they had finished their Passover supper, Jesus and his disciples went outside the city walls to the Mount of Olives to pray. With a heavy heart, Jesus said to his disciples, "Soon you will all run away and leave me. It was prophesied, 'God will kill the shepherd and the sheep will scatter.'" Peter protested, "No, Lord, we won't leave you." "Peter, before the cock crows tomorrow morning, you will disown me three times." "Never!" Telling his disciples to stay awake and keep watch, Jesus withdrew to be in his own. He was filled with sorrow. "Father, I know that everything is possible for you. Please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet not what I want, but your will be done." Jesus went back to his disciples. "Are you always sleeping? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour?"
"It's too late now," said Jesus. "The hour is here. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners, and here comes my betrayer." Judas appeared out of the night with a group of temple guards. "Judas," said Jesus, "are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" The guards grabbed Jesus. "Move it. We've got something very special planned for you." Jesus said, "Am I leading a rebellion? Is that why you've come armed with swords? If you wanted me, why didn't you find me when I was in the temple?" Peter leapt up from behind a tree, drew his sword, grabbed one of the guards. "Just you leave him alone. Quick, grab the swords." Jesus stepped in. "Enough, put your swords away. I could call in an entire army of angels if I wanted to, but it has to be this way." One of the guards had been injured by Peter, who'd cut off his ear. "Oh, my ear, he cut off my ear," screamed the man. Jesus said to him, "If you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword." But Jesus then touched the man and healed him. Oh, said the guard, "my ear. How did he do that?" Another guard said, "Right, enough of that. All right, let's get on with it. Come on, move it, you." And they took him away. The disciples stood there, helpless. "What should we do, Peter?" "I don't know. If we get any closer, they'll turn on us. We'll follow them, quickly." And they followed them into the city. A passerby stopped them and said, "Hey, aren't you one of Jesus' friends?" Peter replied, Me? Oh no, I think you've got me confused with someone else." And walked on. The disciples said to one another, "Come on, let's see if we can get into the courtyard. We might be able to see what's going on." There some men were around a fire. One shouted, "Here, there's another one of his followers." Peter piped up again, "Me? What do you mean? I don't know anybody called Jesus." "Jesus who?" "Ah, but your accent, you're from Galilee." "Yes," said another, "you're one of his disciples, aren't you? I've seen you with him." Peter said, "Look, I'm telling you, I've never even heard of the man." And with that, the cock crowed. And Peter, realising what he had done, turned and fled to hide his bitter tears. Jesus was brought before the temple authorities, the high priest. "Ah, here, at last, Jesus. So glad you could join us. There are serious charges we bring against you, Nazarene. So tell us, are you the Messiah?" Jesus replied, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I were to ask you a question, you wouldn't answer it. But from this moment on, the Son of Man will sit at the right hand of mighty God himself." "I see,"
said the high priest. "And you are the Son of God, are you, Jesus? Son of Joseph the carpenter, are you the Messiah?" Jesus looked at him. "You are right to say I am." "Enough," said the high priest. "We don't need to hear any more. Blasphemy comes from his lips. The law demands death." And Jesus was led away to spend the rest of the night in the hands of the temple guards, who didn't spare him any humiliation. "Ah, blasphemer! Ah, prophesy now, Messiah! If you're a prophet, just tell us who kicks you." At daybreak, Jesus was taken to the seat of real power in Israel, the palace of the Roman sub-governor Pontius Pilate. The temple authorities presented him to Pilate. "This man is guilty of subverting the whole nation. He claims to be king of the Jews." "I see," said Pilate. "And are you? Are you their king?" "You say that I am a king," said Jesus, "but my kingdom is not from this world." The high priest said, "Look, Pilate, if we were not a criminal, then we wouldn't be wasting your time." But Pilate, under Roman law, could find nothing wrong with him. So Pilate decided to let the people choose Jesus' fate. It was a Passover custom to release a condemned prisoner. The crowd could choose between Jesus or Barabbas, a man charged with murder for his part in a violent uprising against the Romans. So Pilate stood in his balcony and addressed the crowd. "Who would you have me release, Barabbas or this man here who claims to be your king?" "Barabbas, Barabbas, Barabbas," shouted the crowd. Pilate spread his hands wide. "But why? What crime has he committed? What would you have me do with him?" The chorus from the crowd rang out, "Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him." "Then I shall release Barabbas. I am innocent of this man's blood. He is your responsibility." And he turned to the captain of the guard and said, "Have him flogged and crucify him." The guards made the most of their sport. "Right then, who wants to go first? Just remember, we need to leave him alive, but only just." They whipped him and scourged him, kicked him and punched him. "Oh, sorry, sorry, your highness. The scourge a little hard for your royal back, is it? Here, why don't you put on the royal robe, this lovely purple one?" "Oh, never mind, your highness. Your God will be along at any minute. That's what you believe, isn't it? Oh, I'm going to kneel down and... Hail, King of the Jews." "Oh, I know," said another. "If he's a king, he needs a crown. I know." Whipped, beaten, bleeding and covered in spit, the heir to the throne of David was finally crowned king with a crown of thorns. Then they led him away to crucify him. "Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him," came the shouts of the crowd. Those condemned to be crucified were forced to carry their own cross through the city, through the crowds, to the place of crucifixion. Already severely weakened by his beatings and his floggings and torture, Jesus could scarcely walk, let alone carry his cross. "Look at him, look at him," said someone in the crowd. "He's going to drop it." "God, pick it up," one of the soldiers prodded him. "Too heavy, is it, your majesty? Ha, that's royalty for you, softies." A man called Simon from Cyrene in North Africa was in the crowd. As Jesus was too weak to carry the cross. The soldiers forced Simon to carry it instead. In this way, with Simon carrying the cross and Jesus stumbling alongside him, they made their way through the streets, up the hill, to the place called Golgotha, the place of the skull. And the soldiers nailed Jesus to the cross. All right, hold still. Hold still. Bang, bang. The nails went into his wrists. Right, that's me ready my side. Let's do it. Try not to move. Bang. Nails into his wrists. The soldiers put a sign above his head and then they hauled him upright. The sign said, "Here is Jesus, King of the Jews," and they crucified him. As Jesus hung on the cross, they took his robes. As the place of the skull, Golgotha, was a passing crossing place, people went by and had their say, "Ha! He saved others, but he can't save himself. If he's the Son of God, then let God save him." The two men who were crucified on either side of him, bandits, also mocked him. "Hey, if you're the Messiah, then why don't you save yourself? And why don't you save us while you're at it? Because you can't. That's why. You're an imposter." The other one said, "Leave him alone. We know what we've done. We know why we're here. But this man is innocent." Jesus turned his head. "I tell you the truth. Later today, you will be with me in paradise." As the hours wore on, Jesus grew weaker and weaker. With a loud cry, he shouted, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." As the end came, with one last breath, he shouted, "My God, why have you abandoned me?" "But into your hands I commend my spirit." And with one last heave of his chest, he whispered, "It is finished." And Jesus gave up his spirit and died.